None of the remaining Democratic candidates makes the environment his leading issue, but all say the U.S. needs a big change in its environmental and energy policies. John Kerry calls for greater energy independence.
That will open up new markets, create new initiatives, create 500,000 new jobs in the United States of America, and the best thing of all, no young American in uniform will ever have to fight and die for America's dependence on oil in the Mideast.
Kerry says he has experience in the Senate taking on President Bush on clean air and clean water issues. John Edwards doesn't go quite as far in promising homegrown energy, but he too touts his fights in the Senate on Bush administration air pollution policies.
You know, they're going to subject thousands of seniors and children who have respiratory problems to really serious problems. And they're not going through the Congress, they're doing it administratively.
Howard Dean is also calling for more use of renewable energy and energy efficiency programs. He also says as Vermont governor, he had his state buy a lot of land for recreational purposes. During a Milwaukee appearance on Meet the Press, Dean said the National Rifle Association helped achieve the land buys.
As governor, I preserved 8% of the entire landmass of the state of Vermont, never to be developed. The NRA was very helpful because hunters get that you can't hunt if you don't have habitat.
Dennis Kucinich has several domestic energy and environmental proposals that go beyond the other candidates.
We need to have a major energy initiative. We can create 3 million new jobs just in changing America's economy to solar, wind, geothermal, biomass, green hydrogen. I mean, we have to start looking, how can we create new wealth in this country at the same time, stop the waste?
Kucinich also says he would cancel the North American Free Trade Agreement, in part because environmental side deals aren't working. Al Sharpton says he would also cancel NAFTA and has a track record of opposing it.
I participated in those movements that opposed NAFTA in the beginning when Democrats were passing it.
Whoever becomes the Democratic Party's nominee is likely to get some direct or indirect help from environmental groups when that candidate goes up against the president. Chuck Wormbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.